Hello, this is Daniel Sumner again, sitting with John Thornhill, and
another cup of tea.
Yeah, I think we've covered quite a substantial amount over the last sort of three interviews, or rather informal chat. And I would just like to move on to favourite tools that you can use within eBeer. I mean, we all use them, and a good personal favourite of mine is Seller Manager Pro. I mean, what do you think of that, John?
Seller Manager Pro, if I would say once you start selling a good 100 items a month, or plus 100 plus items, to invest in Seller Manager Pro. I can't remember the exact price, but I think it's around $15-$20 a month. Well, basically, it enables you to automate
everything.
Yeah, leaving
everything. You don't even need to switch your PC on some days.
Yeah, leave feedback automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to only leave feedback when you receive feedback, mm-hmm. which I recommend. Don't just leave feedback first. You can choose to automate payment reminders.
Yep.
You can choose to automate feedback reminders.
Mm-hmm.
You can set all this at as many days as you want. So,
but most importantly, what can you do? You can automate all your listings after you've listed the turbo lister, so you don't get charged the scheduled listing fee.
Yeah, in the US, yeah.
So if you take for example, you upload 168 ebooks. That is one ebook for 1 hour of every day of the week. And to schedule that in the US, I think it's 10 cents, isn't it, John?
I think it's ten cents.
So once you do your initial upload, you'll get charged an extra few dollars.
$16.80.
Very good for the maths, John. Yes, not good with the English, but good with the maths. So you get charged an extra $16.80. But if you set them for auto realist again with using Seller Manager Pro, you can actually save yourself $16.80 every week of basically for the rest of the year until you decide to take them ebooks down. So it's very important to Seller Manager Pro, in my opinion,
Just point that out. Every single time one of my ebooks ends or sells, it starts again.
Me too.
And you need to, it's in Seller Manager Pro settings, it's automation rules, and you just set it to realist whether it sells or doesn't sell.
Yeah.
That's if that's what you want to do. And then you will avoid the schedule listing fee.
Yeah. I recommend if you upload a big bunch of ebooks through TurboLister, just log into the scheduled items, which you can find that if you do your Seller Manager Pro, you log into the scheduled items and you can just set all these before they even start.
Yeah.
So then you can just walk away, leave them, and that's it. I mean,
that's exactly it.
I think I mentioned it in the Power Seller Diaries Part 2. I go on holiday
and
I've scheduled everything, and I come home and I had a few hundred dollars in my bank account when I was withdrawing when I was on holiday. Nothing better, really, is there?
That's what it's all about, yeah. Yeah, but that's very important. I mean, a lot of people don't even realise you can do that. So I suppose doing that once covers the monthly fee.
Yeah.
So it's all about investing in your time as well. It's not just the money you're saving, you're investing in your time.
You've got to put a price on your time, I mentioned before. Is your time worth $16?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I can spend 5-10 minutes a day leaving feedback, but I don't want to.
I'd spend 5-10 minutes a day writing an ebook.
Yeah. So it's all about investing in your time, yeah. Very important.
What would you feel of how important an eBay store is? I mean, I think an eBay store is key to your business account. You know,
for sure. If I said to you now, if you want to look at my store, go to stores.ebay.com/planetsms. I've just advertised my store.
Mm-hmm. And in your store, you've got every eBook that you sell on eBay.
Yes. Every ebook I sell on eBay is listed as an auction and as a store item as well, which costs, I think, 2 or 3 cents a month to list as a store item.
Yes, it's nothing. I think it's actually 4 cents.
But the most important reason I have a store is because I advertise it in everything I do. Every ebook, just about every ebook, will link to my store. My newsletter links to my store. My blog links to my store.
Articles?
Articles. It's just basically a URL you can promote.
Also, every listing you do on eBay links back to your store.
Yes.
I mean, if you check out my listings on the bottom, I have a lot of listings to all the categories in my store. So even if you don't like the ebook you're reading or you decide not to buy, when you scroll to the bottom of the page, there's a link there to my eBay store. So chances are they're going to go, oh, okay, I'll try that, and straight to my store.
Yeah.
There I run, I use the Markdown Manager facility, which is a brilliant tool, I think, in eBay. It allows you to set sales in your shop. So you can have a 10% sale, a 25% sale, a 50% sale. You can deduct dollars off the price of your e-books. I mean, I done a markdown manager for the Power Seller Diaries, yeah, and you'd done a mailing for that,
right,
didn't you?
Yeah,
and I sold quite a few of those.
I did get any commission for that one, did I?
Favours for favours.
But yeah, I mean, being on a serious note, it's one of the first things, if you're serious about selling on eBay, get Seller Manager Pro and open an eBay store.
Yeah.
It's the two work together, and basically everything you do, link it to your store. If you've got a blog, you've got a newsletter, just put links in. And this, in turn, I mean, obviously it doesn't take, anyone can realise, the more visits your store gets, the more items you're going to sell, the more money you're going to make.
Mm-hmm. That's
definitely simple as that. I mean, and the fact you've got a store means you've got the URL to promote.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
What else would you say is a good tool to use on eBay?
Turbolister.
Yes. No, we nearly forgot about that. Yeah. And that's one of the most important things you'll use.
Yeah, basically, you can set up your auction on your computer. Basically, that's in a nutshell. You can set it up on your computer and then upload it to eBay when it's convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could sit, like you said, you listed 168 ebooks.
Yep. I think it took about 20 minutes.
Well, let's just think about it this way. You lost all your auctions when you got suspended, yeah?
Yep.
They were all stored on Turbolister on your computer.
Yes.
If they weren't stored on Turbolister on your computer,
I would have had to manually upload 168.
How long would that have taken you?
I don't want to hazard a guess.
So every single auction, every time you add a new item to the eBay inventory, eBay store, put it into Turbolister as well.
Yeah. Don't forget to back it up.
It's a little backup. Yeah, it's a backup tool as well, yeah. But it's not just a backup tool, it's an automation tool.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot of things with it. Like, you might want to change the price of all your eBooks. You can do that by the multiple items editor.
Yes, that's
an
right.
Example. You can change everything in one go. Mm-hmm. Instead of manually do everything one at a time.
Yeah, you can change your prices, which I have to do.
Yeah, change your format. You can do everything.
Mm. It's definitely a great tool to use. So if you haven't got them, download Turbolister. If you can afford it, and if you want to manage your time a little better, pay for Seller Manager Pro. It does pay for itself. It is worth it. I mean, you can't just, like I say, you can't just leave everything for Seller Manager Pro just to basically manage your auctions when you're not there.
I mean, if you only listen to say a few one or two items a day, you don't need these.
No, not at all.
But if you're getting serious about selling, about making money, about selling e-books or any eBay business anyway, if you're selling 100 plus items, you need these tools to help you automate your business.
I think that pretty much covers all the seller tools, really. There's not really a lot of in-depth stuff to go into when you're first sort of starting out, or actually when you're asked. I mean, I use them all, and I was quite well established. But is there anything else that we've covered in the last sort of three interviews that you would like to sort of reiterate?
Make sure you include all the tools to sell an ebook. I'm going to say that one again. I mean, that's the biggest mistake. If you want people to sell your ebooks, resell them, make sure you include as much as you can, mm-hmm. in tools wise, like a sales page and graphics. Because I see that time and time again through people submitting ebooks to me for my newsletter. It's the biggest mistake.
Yeah. I mean, It does work in conjunction with a sort of a JV partner's point of view as well, doesn't it? Just trying to reselling your ebook on eBay works when you're trying to make your ebook go viral, providing all the reseller tools. But what if you've created a non-resale rights ebook and want sort of someone like yourself to promote? I mean, if you'd like to check out the plantsmshelpdesk.com, there is a section on there called "I Want a JV with John."
Yeah.
And when you want to do a joint venture with someone, I mean, working as admin for yourself, and I get these sort of emails every day. What it says is, "Hi, do you want to promote my product? 50-50 split." That's it. Yeah. Nothing else. No product, no product link, no affiliate program. And
yeah.
I had a guy on the other day, and if you do listen to this, whoever you are, you've probably realised that a lot of you who are listening to this now have done it before. And
I've done it.
you just send a simple email and you expect someone to say, oh, well, okay, yes, let's do it. How are you going to get paid? Mm-hmm. That's what the first question I asked. How am I going to get paid? Mm-hmm. I will give you 50% of the earnings I take. Do I know you? No. Mm-hmm. Do I trust you? Not yet. Mm-hmm. So what I sent this guy, I sent him a list of the things he needed to promote, and it was a product. If you want to promote someone, give your product to them.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there and say, oh, well, you're not getting product if you're not going to pay for it.
This is no joke. I've actually had someone ask me to promote their product, but they wanted us to buy it first.
No way.
So am I going to promote that product?
You've got to look at it this way. Say your product is $97. The price of your product, is it worth giving someone a $97 product, which is not going to cost you anything to give it to them because it's a digital item,
yep,
for them to possibly make you $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. I don't know, you could call it stingy, or you could call it just not good business sense, you know? It's just like, give your product to people who you're going to think is going to promote it. The guys who are going to buy it from the person you're trying to JV with, they're going to make you an absolute fortune, so pass your product around.
First of all, I would never, ever promote a product I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to look at it and make sure it's okay.
It could be anything, couldn't it?
Yes,
it could be anything.
You don't know what you're promoting. I mean, that's a tip in itself there. Don't promote something you haven't actually physically paid for yourself or looked at.
Mm. Well, read the products. Go for it. Try to use them. If they're useless, then just say no, you know, because when we talked about list building earlier on, and this is sort of key in the area, is promoting products to your website, your newsletter list.
Yeah.
And if you're going to promote a product that's crap, sorry for saying that, but if you're going to promote a product that is like not very good, then your list itself are going to look at you and think, oh, well, John, why are you trying to make me buy this?
Yeah.
It's not very good. I want a refund. Yeah. And it doesn't make you look very good either. So if you're going to JV with someone, make sure your product is good. Make sure
you provide it.
Make sure you provide the product. Make sure you provide an affiliate program, i.e. ClickBank.
ClickBank is the best. And I'll tell you why.
Sure you provide your sort of affiliate link or some kind of affiliate program. Maybe it'd be peer.com.com or ClickBank. What's the other one?
I don't know. ClickBank. I'll tell you why ClickBank. When you say ClickBank, I'll give you a good example. I don't know how much I'm owed in affiliate commissions from other people, but it's a few $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't been paid.
Right.
If I had promoted these products through ClickBank, the checks would have been cashed.
Mm.
ClickBank manage, if they manage everything. You haven't got to worry. If you promote a ClickBank product, you haven't got to worry about getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to put all my
Peer.com's the same.
But you've got a manual. You've got to physically peer your affiliates.
Yeah, at the end of the month, but it's still a good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not saying don't use it, but I prefer to promote ClickBank products,
mm-hmm.
and I prefer to put my own items on ClickBank, like high price products, for the simple reason being is ClickBank manage everything for you. The fees are a little bit pricey to say compared to other programs, but the fact is, I know I'm going to get paid,
mm-hmm.
because with experience now, I'm starting to learn that not everyone can be trusted online. You've got to be careful. Someone can say when you promote my product, and why that's fine, you say, yes, I promote 50% of the money. If you don't know, if they live the other side of the world, you don't know you're going
to. There's no way you're going to get paid. It's like I said earlier on, you don't trust them yet
until
you build up your sort of relationship, you know?
And we're touching back affiliates. If you want people to promote your product, it's a bit like what I said with resale rights and ebooks. Make sure you have an affiliates page.
Yeah,
full of tools that you can that your affiliates can use.
Banners, not just ABL copy.
Yeah, your product right should have www.yourproduct.com/affiliates. If you go there, that should be a page full of tools.
Yeah,
that people can use. Full of banners, email copy, the lot.
Mm. I mean, it's a lot better to have all these ready and ready to go in one big page. I mean, you send someone an email with, like I mentioned earlier on, promote my product for 50%. I'm going to say no, for the simple reason is there's no product there, there's no affiliate program there, there's no description of the product, there's no email copy there, there's no email signature there. Provide people as many tools as you possibly can. So all I would need to do personally was just, all I would do is log onto the affiliates program, put my affiliate link in, generate my affiliate link, then I can put that through a redirect, or I can redirect a domain name, whichever I felt was what I feel I wanted to do. And then I'd paste the email into AWeber, hit send, and then it's gone. It's done. I mean, how long? It probably takes longer to talk about than it did actually do it. And there maybe a few little things that you might need to do just to make it right. But at the end of the day, you can promote a product within the space of half an hour. Uh-huh. If you've read it, it's good, it's ready to go. 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, it's out there at your list.
It can happen, yeah, it can happen. I mean, like you're saying, if we've got to remember is that when you contact someone to do a JV, you've got to give them everything they need. Make it as easy as possible for them to promote. If you just say, promote my product, like you said, and there's no download link to the product.
Well, if you think I'm going to sit there and spend all my time writing an email about your product, which I don't know that much about, you can't expect us to review it, then write a massive email copy, which is, write an email copy can take you 2 or 3 days.
Probably longer. For a couple of hours sometimes, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you should be contacting your JV partner saying, this is my product, this is what it does, this is how much it costs, this is what it's converting at currently, if you've got proof of sales. Here is the affiliates page. This is what you need to do. The end.
Yeah.
That's all I do. I mean, it's just simple as that. But if you miss any of these little steps out, like you haven't provided a link to the product, you haven't got an affiliates page, you haven't got all the tools in place, it just takes one person to say, I can't be bothered to write an email copy. That could be someone with a 50,000 list. They might have said yes.
You probably find it usually is.
Mm-hmm. I've turned down products, not because I don't, sometimes because the product's not right. It's because there's no affiliate tools there.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just, like you just said, go in, get me link, use some copy that I can edit myself, put in AWeber, hit send, and I'm done.
Yep.
I prefer to be a ClickBank product, truth be known. Unless I trust the person.
Well, ClickBank's it's probably one of the best affiliate program out there.
I mean, you've got to remember, if you write a premium ebook and you put it on ClickBank, you put it in front of thousands of people who know how to make money.
Oh yes,
Know how to make money through AdWords. You know how to make money through blogs. This, that, and the other, blog reviews, whatever. I might not know how to do it, but someone else will.
And they'll
promote my product for me.
And everybody does specialise in their own marketing area, don't they?
Of course. So. Make it as easy as you can for your affiliates to promote.
Simple tools. Make it easy.
How are you doing? How is any more?
I don't know. Is there anything you'd like to touch on before we wrap it up?
I can't think of anything else, Dan. Unless you think of something.
No, that's just a little informal. Just interview for the day. I mean, we've been talking for over an hour now.
Just one little point. If you need any help, if you get stuck.
Don't be afraid to ask.
PlanetSMSHelpDesk.com. Just go there, have a little browse around. You'll probably find your questions already answered. But if you need help, just get in touch and see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, thank you for listening. Right. And I hope to totally get back to you soon with some more detailed interviews. If you ever need any interviews, anything to talk about, I mean, contact us at PlanetSMSHelpDesk.com and we will see what we can do. So anyway, thanks for listening. This is Daniel Sumner and John Thornton.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.